Suicide 8.
Thank you for listening.
Person is not nemo to say shtar amone. What's the pshat? A person is not nemo to say shtar amone. One of the terutzim of the Gemara is the nada deloive, the malve, the person that you owe him money. He himself says shtar amone. Now the person that has to collect money with this shtar, the malve, Eralein, he himself says shtar amone. You don't owe me money. The Malva Alein, the one that has to really collect the money with the Shtar, he says, Shtar Amone. Frag the Gemara, why is not believe? Tovoy Olav Brocha. Tovoy Olav Brocha. He doesn't want to steal. He says that Lemais, he doesn't deserve the money. Tovoy Olav Brocha. Zog the Gemara, Kigoin Shechav Le'acher. He owes money to someone else. So Val, he owes money to someone else. So now that he says, Shtar Amone, the made of that person, Levi, cannot collect. Now, Reuven owes Shimon money. Shimon says, no, Reuven doesn't owe me money. Shtar amonu. Now, Levi cannot collect money from Shimon. So, chav l'achayim. And the Gemara adds, the kid Rab Nosson. The Omer Rab Nosson, minayin noy shel chaveiro, vechaveiro bechaveiroi, minayin shemoyitzim, mizeh venoysim vzeh, talmud leimar, venosan la'asher osham loy. Venosan la'asher osham loy. This is Shiabudet Rab Nosson. So I understand to be mevayer the dvorim. The Rashbo in Kiddushin, daf tesvov, frag the Rashbo akash. Why we need the aloha of Rab Nosson? Minayin lenoyshe bechaveiroi, vechaveiroi bechaveiroi. Then Reuven owns Shimon, and Shimon owns Levi. Minayin, that Levi that is noyshe b'Shimon, that Shimon is noyshe b'Reuven, minayin shemoyitzim mizeh v'noysim lezeh, talmud lema v'nosan la'asher osham loy. Frag the Rashba, I need a pasuk for that. Shimon owes me money, I could take his house. He doesn't have his house, I could take his money. He doesn't have money, I'm taking the shtoras, the shibudim that someone has. Someone owes him money, I have a schus to take the money that he has. He doesn't have money, I take the money that someone owes him. I'm going to his shibud. I'm going to his shibud. So frag the Rashba, why I need a pasuk? Minayin lenoyshe bechaveiroi 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 shemoyitzim mizeh venoystim lezeh? You have a pasuk for that. Shimon owes me money, and Shimon doesn't have, so the same thing, I could take his house. Someone owes him money. I'm goyve from him what someone owes him. Like I could take his house from him, I could take his clothes, someone owes him money, I take that part that someone owes him, and I'm goyve that choyv. Like I could be goyve his house, so the male Levi has a schus to take from Shimon everything, even what Reuven owes to Shimon. So why you need a pasuk minayin that noisha bechaveiro 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 that Shimon can go to Reuven? He could man from Reuven midin that he makes a gvir on everything what Shimon has, and if Shimon has chayves that Reuven owes him, avdas alein also you could make a gvir one kasha. Ve'oyin zog the Rashbo rabbonon acholik and Rab Nosson, and they don't know from Shiabud the Rab Nosson. How be acholik and Rab Nosson? Shimon owes me money. If he doesn't have money, I could collect his house. If he doesn't have a house, I collect his chayvus. Someone owes him money, so I collect that chayvus. Zog the Rashba mikan muchachni that you cannot be goyve chayvus. The Hainu. If Shimon owes you money, you could take his house. You could take his money. But when someone owes him, it's not goofy moment. You can't catch on to it. You can't take it. The Ksais explains, Avada Bezin will come, and Bezin will tell him to Shimon, you have to go to collect from Reuven the money that he owes you, because you owe Levi money. And Bezin will force Shimon to get that money into his hands, that duch them, Levi could mon it from Shimon. Aber mitzad de meise gvir of Levi, he only could be goyve double sheve'ein. Aber to be goyve from Shimon, what Reuven owes him, midin, as ever I could take your house, I could take you chayvus. After that, he doesn't have a right to make a ma'aseh gvir, and that he doesn't have a koyach to make a ma'aseh gvir. This is the shitas Rashba. So shitas Rashba is called that mucha from the sugi of Shiabud of the Rab Nosson you have a schus to be goyve from Shimon, double shebeim, choyves, you can't make a maaseh gviya and choyves. So this is the chiddush of Rab Nosson, and on this, Rabbanan acholik. Zog diktzois, and Simon peivav, avol barosh kosav lehedye, that when a person owes someone money, he has rights to be goyve not only his money, also his choyves. Because Reis from Mefurash at Shubas HaRosh. Mele zog diktzois lefi de Rosh, kum zurik, teistes de Rashbos Kasho. Why I need Shiabuda de Rab Nosson? On Shiabuda de Rab Nosson. Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi, so Levi tells Shimon, I could collect all of your money, and I could collect the choyves that Reuven owes you. Like I could take the money, I could take your house, I'm collecting the choyves that Reuven owes you. So the Rashba answers, Mikan Muchach, that you can't collect choyves. You only could collect Dvorim Shebehein. Shibud Le Mishtabit. Shibud Le Mishtabit. But in the Rosh is Muchach that Shibud Mishtabit. So come to Rik, the Rosh is the Rashba's Kasho. Why I need a post again, Shibud and Rab Nosson. Zog the Shach. This is Beetzem, where you saw it in every Shibud and Rab Nosson and Gan Shas. Just grab it from our Sugya, the Shach is Mechazek as Shita. Let me get Duch the Shach. Zog de Shach and Simen Kuf Aleph. Zog de Shach, I want to say how you say it. Without Shiabuda de Rab Nosson, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon could go and Meichel Reuven de Chayv. He'll be Meichel Reuven. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon will be Meichel Reuven de Chayv. Reuven will not owe him money anymore. Levi will not have from where to collect. So without the halacha of Shiabuda de Rab Nosson, Shimon would go and it'd be Meichel Reuven. And Levi would leopard garnish. You right that you could collect all of my house and you could collect all of my Shiabudim. You have right to collect all of my Shiabudim. But the Shiabudim are not there. I was Meichel Reuven. Levi comes to Shimon, you owe me money, I don't have. But Reuven owes you, I'm Meichel. So there's nothing left to go to collect anymore from Reuven. There's nothing left to collect from Reuven. But now that is a halacha Shiabuda de Rab Nosson, so Reuven owes Levi now the money. So then it doesn't help that Shimon is Meichel anymore. Shiabuda de Rab Nosson is nischadesh that the choyv is direct. That Levi and Reuven owes Levi money. Then it will not help that Shimon will be Meichel Reuven. While Reuven owes the money direct to Levi, it's Meduik in the Pasuk. Venosan la'asher osham loy. Not only that, the Shach speaks out klor. What would be if Levi comes over to Reuven, you owe money? True Shimon. Reuven says, Ich mach a shvue, I don't owe money. And then we find out that Shimon, Reuven was a shakran. Says, Aloch, if a person owes money and he makes a shvue a sheker, it's a special korban. Korban kfiras. A pikorban kfiras, a milve, a person has to make a shvue. But only if he makes a shvue to someone that owes money. If someone comes over to you, it's day. You say, no, it's night, I make a shvue. So I have to make a korban, I'm no shakras to you. Does that the shach? The chiddush of the pasuk is that Reuven owes the money direct to Levi. So if Reuven owes the money direct to Levi, b'meile now, if Levi will make a shvuah, v'nosan asher osham loy, Reuven owes the money to Levi. B'meile, Shimon cannot be meichel, the choyv to Reuven. This chelik of the shach, is written down in the ritva by us in our sugya. And the ritva, he brings down Teisus Kashe. V'im toimar, why Shimon is not Neman? He has a migu. Believe him that it's shtar money, and b'meile Levi can collect it from Reuven. Migu that he was Meichel Reuven. This is Teisus Kashe. Believe him, b'migu. Zog der Ritva v'yesh loyma. It's no migu because he can't be Meichel the Choyv. V'al sidosh shiabuda de Rab Nosson. V'al shiabuda de Rab Nosson. B'meile you cannot be Meichel the Choyv. B'meile Shimon doesn't have a migu. Maybe does the Teisus in the Teretz. Maybe also included this Teretz. It doesn't say it klar, but. Zog der Ritva, the Teretz is, noch she'avud der Rab Nosson, Reuven is meshuba directly to Levi, mele Shimon can be Meichel. Zog der Ritva, I have a Teretz. So Rab Kiveger in the Chidushim speaks it out gewaldig. Zog Rab Kiveger, so now we have a Tosefes Pshat in the Gemara, Zog Rab Kiveger. The Gemara said that Shimon is not meant to say Shtar HaMone, because he's chav le'acherim. He's chav to Levi. Why is chav to Levi? Because now Levi cannot collect this money. Now Levi cannot collect this money. Before, if you would not be Neman, if it's not Shtar HaMoneh, Levi could collect the money from Reuven. If you're saying Shtar HaMoneh, so Shimon is not believed to say Shtar HaMoneh to spoil it to Levi. V'ked Ramnosen, that Levi could go directly to Reuven. Zogdam Kiveger, even that the Rosh holds, that anyway Levi could go directly to Reuven. So why the Gemara has to say that Shimon is called Chavla Acherim because Ravnosen? That because Ravnosen that Levi could collect from Reuven, Shimon is Chavla Acherim. Shimon is Chavla Acherim because if he says Shtar HaMoneh, now Levi cannot collect it. Aber if the Ritva, Zogdam Kiveger, very clear. Aber normally Shimon has a Migu. Aber weil es a Ravnosen, so b'meile, now Shimon doesn't have a Migu. The male Levi could collect from Reuven, and Shimon is not Neman. So the first chalik of the Shach is glad. The chiddush of Rav Nosson is not that Levi could collect from Reuven. I say it's like the Rashi Take. Oh, but the Rosh learns that Levi could collect from Reuven. He could have collected even without Shimon and Rav Nosson, because Shimon would be shtabit. He collects from Shimon that Reuven owes Shimon. So the male, what Shimon has chusim and Reuven, Levi goes in Shimon and is keilu mikayach Shimon is tovea from Reuven. This is unshabul Rav Nosson. Oh, but unshabul Rav Nosson. Shimon had a right to be Meichel Reuven. Shabud Rav Nosson is mechadesh that Shimon cannot be Meichel Reuven. Mele also he doesn't have a migu. But Mele, Shimon is called Chavla Acherim, and Shimon is not believed to be Meichel Techoiv, and to be Mafkiah from Levi, and not to be Meichel, to say that it's a Shtar HaMoneh, and to Mafkiah from Levi. This is the Chelek HaPoshet. This is the Chelek HaPoshet. Zog the Shach, I want to say a bigger Chiddush. And this is Be'etzim the whole Avon of the Sukkah. Zog the Shach, what is the case in our Gemara? What is the case in our Gemara? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon owes to Levi. Shimon comes into the basin and says, Rabbi Isai, Reuven never owed me money. It's the Shtar HaMoneh. So the chiddush of the Gemara is, Shimon is not believed. Why? He's Chavla Acherim. If you will believe him that Reuven doesn't owe him money, now Levi doesn't have a word to collect. And the Gemara adds, because the Rabnosen. Zog the Shach, I have a new pshat in the Gemara in Ksuvus. And here he's meyasad his yisoid. What is this new pshat? Zog the Shach hazeh. I don't understand the Gemara b'tzad atzmo. I don't understand the Gemara b'tzad atzmo. Shimon comes into the basin and says, Rabbi Yisai, Reuven never owed me money. Reuven never owed me money. I is a shtar that Reuven owes me money. It's a shtar amona. Zog the Gemara, he's not believed. He's chav le'achirim. Because if you'll be believed, now Levi doesn't have a word to collect. Zog the Shach, the Gemara doesn't make sense. It's not called, what if it's Chav La'Acherim? I will start. Zog the Razeh. He wants to be believed that Reuven doesn't owe him money. And that part he can be believed, he could be believed. He's not a Baal Dovah to say that Reuven doesn't owe him money. He's a Baal Dovah to say that Reuven doesn't owe him money. What it causes a Hezek to Levi? So what if it causes a Hezek to Levi? It's his problem that it causes a Hezek to Levi? It's not his problem that it causes a Hezek to Levi. He wants, believe me, that Reuven doesn't owe me money. What do you say? But it causes a Hezek to Levi? So what if it causes a Hezek to Levi? I'm not asking you to believe me on Levi. Believe me that Reuven doesn't owe me money. Zog the Shach hazeh. What could be the problem? We had one pshat in the Rishonim, Chashash Knunya. Maybe, we don't believe you because maybe you're planning to say that like this Levi cannot collect from Reuven, and then Reuven will give you some money. Muchachin bo b'metzia, like the Ritva himself says, l'knunia lo yichayshina. So the Rishonim answer, azak knunia, azak knunia. Goes by it. What do you say? I'm not a Baal Dovor, klapi Levi. I'm only a Baal Dovor, klapi Reuven. You're right. But I'm not saying Eidus on Levi. I'm a Baal Dovor that Reuven doesn't owe me money. So believe me, because of that, now Levi doesn't have a word to collect. So what? I'll ask you a shayla. Two people have an argument. Who owns this house? Reuven or Shimon? The first person says this, if Reuven owns it, you get $1 million. The other person says, if Shimon owns it, you get $1 million. They go to Reuven, it does baldeen, it belongs to Shimon. So no, you're not Nehemiah, because you know, now that it belongs to Shimon, that person has to pay $1 million. I'm a Doz Baldin, the house is not mine. When two people are arguing because it's yours, Anushkin Shaykh is to me. I'm telling Bezdin, Reuven doesn't owe me money. I'm a Baal Dovah, he doesn't owe me money. So Bezdin, I'm losing now. Why? Because if he doesn't owe you, I can't collect. So you can't collect from him. I'm not saying Eidus and you. I'm saying that this Chayfetz, Reuven doesn't owe me. and not Nemo. So the Ketzais was Mechadish, no, Valetz Megiat the Levi, you're not a Baal Dova. The Shachmerans, he doesn't have no Pshat in the Gemara. He says, Knun Yaloich HaShina. And it's not called I made on someone else, I made on myself. That Reuven doesn't owe me money. Zog the Shach, Zog the Gemara, Shiabuda the Rab Nosen. Shiabuda the Rab Nosen is, the answer is, so Reuven doesn't owe you. Aber weil Reuven owed you, now he owes Levi. While he owed you, Mishabud and Rab Nosson, now he owes Levi. So now he owes Levi. So when we come, Basin comes to the story, before you say Yoidaz Baldin, he not only owes Shimon, he owes also Levi. And now he's trying to say Yoidaz Baldin that he doesn't owe him. He's not a Baldovo. While is already Shabud and Rab Nosson, that he owes directly to Levi. So now Levi is the Mandoma. So while Levi is the Mandoma now, so Bemele Yoidos Baldin cannot twaif Klapi Levi. That's the Chirush of the Gemara. The Chirush of the Gemara is, V'chab le'acher v'ked Rab Nosson, that while the Chirush of Rab Nosson is that Reuven owes Levi, so you're not a Baldover anymore. You're right, you're a Baldover Klapi yourself. Reuven will not pay you. But while before the Yoidos Baldin, al Shiabud the Rab Nosson, the choiv of Reuven became a choiv directly to Levi, so now Reuven owes two people. He owes Shimon and he owes Levi this choiv. You could be Moida and your chaylik. But when it's Megiah to Levi, well, even if Levi came through Reuven, through Shimon, Abba Val Shiabud and Rab Nosson is a direct to Shibut, the Mele he's not Nemo. So Medav Gedenken, this Shach, it's one of the biggest Shachim in Shiabud and Rab Nosson, that he's Mechadesh, that Shiabud and Rab Nosson goes direct, in between Reuven to Levi. You don't go in between Shimon anymore. Now, Reuven owes Levi. We'll say, Kabin of Keminis. Kabin of Keminis. Aber sagt der Schach, I'm a Chadish Pshad in Shavu de Rab Nosson, that Reuven owes Levi. Sagt der Schach, the first of Keminis, we say, Legabe Mechile, Legabe Yasugye, if Shimon could be Moichel or not. Taste is at the Tzadi, you could be Moichel. Sagt der Schach, you can't be Moichel. It goes direct. Shimon is really not a man da Omar anymore. Now we're saying the second Chidush. Not only that you can't be Moichel, when you're saying Amone, you're not Neemon. But not only because Chashash Knunye, because maybe you want to say that Bemele Levi will not have a Echetim to the Begoive. Because the Chirush of Shiabud Rab Nosson is that you're not a Baal Dovol. And why you're not a Baal Dovol? Not stand because it's an Afkamina for Levi. Like the Ktsois understand it, that Val is an Afkamina for Levi, Bemele Reuven Shimon is not Neemon. Val Sido Shiabud Rab Nosson? Val the Chirush of Shiabud Rab Nosson is that it's direct? While the Shibud Chidush of Shibud Rab Nosson is that it goes direct, so maybe now the Choyv is to Levi, Reuven to Levi, so the Neemonis of Shimon is not a Baal Dovo, maybe Shimon can't say Eidus anymore. Shimon cannot say Eidus Baal Din, he's Megea Baal Dovo, but he's Neemon time himself. Aber Klapi Levi is not a Baal Dovo, he's not a Baal Dovo anymore, but maybe he's not Neemon. So the Chidush Shach, this Chidush that we're saying Pshat, in Shabud Rab Nosson, it's a Gemara by us twice. No, interesting. That's what Rav Kidege mentions. But for two reasons, lefi them. One reason is to shlug up Tesis Kashif from Mechile, like the Ritva says, that the Gemara needs to come to Shabud and Rab Nosson that will not believe Shimon ben Neemonis of Amigu. This is one way. And another reason we have to come to Shabud and Rab Nosson is to make it that he will become not a Baal Dovo. That is Meshubah to the other person, but man, he's not a Baal Dovo. And lefi the Shachs, a Gemara Mefuresh. Again, we have to remember, the Rishonim said different Tirutim. The Rashba we saw yesterday, the Ramban, all those Rishonim, they answered the Rosh, Mitzad Chashash Knunye. Not because he's not a Baal Dovo. And the Rishonim, it's not Mashma, Stipler shows on it, it's not Mashma that they learned the Sugi like the Shach. I don't know if the Cholik and the whole Shibud of the Rab Nosson, or the not Cholik, but they said, why Shimon is not Neemon? Michshash Knunye. Michshash Knunye. That the reason he's saying it is because he wants that Reuven will not have to pay Levi, and then Reuven will pay him half of the money. This is called Chashash Knunye. They didn't say the Shtigl Teir of the Shach. The Ktzeis himself also didn't say the Shtigl Teir of the Shach. So Be'etzem, it's not Muchach 100%. But the Shach learns that his Chidush, that it goes direct, and the Pshat in the Sugya that Shimon is not Neemon, violates direct, and does it go for the Chidush of the Sugya. And in the Ritva is mashma like this, and in the Rishonim said nishta ze. The Rishonim said nishta ze. Let me say the next chilek in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Another terrence. Ravashi Yomar, Le'oilom deko amri Eidim. The Eidim are saying shtar amone. V'de'en k'sav yodom yoytze mimokim acher. So l'chu, they have a pesha also. As they did, you say k'sav yodeinu aval anusim. K'sav yodeinu aval k'tanim. They say k'sav yodeinu aval amone. Why do not believe? Amaylo mehemdi, v'kid Rav Kahane, d'omar Rav Kahane, osu lo ilodom, sh'yashe shtar amone betech beisei. Sh'mshenemar, al teshaken bo'or lecho avlo. You're not allowed to have a shtar amone betech beisro, sh'nemar, al teshaken bebeischo avlo. D'omar Rav Sheishes barei d'ravidi, sh'maminom d'Rav Kahane, eidim sh'omru amono yudvoreinu eine emoni. My time a cave on the Avlehi, a Avlehi Chasmi. So Trashi, Omar Abshesh is Gersinen, a Avlehi Chasmi, Vechi Amri Chosamnu, Eine Emonim Learshia Es Atzmo. Eine Emonim Learshia Es Atzmo. So the Teretz of Ravashi is, not that the Malve is saying Amone, the Eidim saying Amone. And what is the Chisorin of the Eidim saying Amone? Ein Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mokim Acher. Why did not Nehemiah to say Amona? So the Gemara is Arichas. Maybe there be a Kasha and a Rambam. Val Omar Rav Kahane Osu LeOdom Shiyash Shtar Amona B'Tech Beisoy. A person is not allowed to have a Shtar Amona. It's Amon Nezach. The other person trusts me to give me a Shtar Amona. Right? He gave me a Shtar Amona. He trusts me that I will have a Shtar. Even so, I'm not allowed to have it because maybe one day I will have a Yitzer Hore. And I will collect the money. We'll see about, there's a big shaila. What if the other person says, listen, I'm giving you the shtar and I'm trusting you. But if you will have a yitzer hore, I'm asking to be moichel. I'm asking. What? Where is it? So, no, but the shaila is, we'll see about this. To all the shaila, there's a lot of nafkiminas dolemais. We'll start to say it. The Gemara says, it's an avle to have a shtar on money. Now, it says, I owe you money. I don't really owe you money. You have a shtar. Abla to give you a shtar. Abla to give you a shtar. Osu lo'odom. Why? Maybe he will use it. What if the other person is masking? But it's with me'ivu maybe, because you are gone. Lamai say you are gone. So b'meile, the Eidim are not nemen to say that they signed on a shtar amon. So Dr. Rashi, why? V'chi amri chosamnu eine amonim le'arshia es atzmo. Frek the tumim. What happens if the Eidim sign on shtar amon? What avere the Eidim do? They sign on Shtar Amon. Welcha avere he does? What would be if Eidim signed on Shtar Amon? What kind of avere the Eidim would do? They sign Shtar Amon. Zag the Tumim has to be that the Apostle Eidus. If they're not Apostle Eidus, so what is the problem of the Eidim to say Shtar Amone? Einach enami etz nish beseder, aber den ad meisim atzmei rosho. Zog de tumim, mikan muchach that if someone signs on a Shtar Amone, he's meisim atzmei rosho, and the apostle Eidus. And this is the shita satumim, that odo meisim atzmei rosho, is only if he's taki or rosho. But if he's not taki or rosho, is no chisoron meisim atzmei rosho. And Zog the Tumim and Simim involved the same thing as the Gemara before. Rab Meir holds, Im Omru Lehem Chatoim Sheker, Yehol Guval Yachsimu, that if they sign, they postulate, Zog the Ktsois, Lo Yale Al Adas, that the Eidim are postulators. How the Eidim could be postulators? The Ktsois brings a mushroom. We'll see the last one in the Gemara that we'll learn today is, Yo Oiver Al Yisisim B'Seicho Avlo, if you have a Sefer Torah that is not Muge. You have a Sefer Torah with a mistake, and you leave it in the house, you're also supposed to shock him bebeis cho'avlo. You're also supposed to lay this. Here, the Eidim even didn't do this avle. The sign on the shtar to makshil a person in the avere of lisosim bebeis cho'avlo. The sign on the shtar to be makshil a person to be over and lisosim bebeis cho'avlo. What? I'm asking, what is the avere? Rashi says the word Lemen Arshia Es Atzmo. So the Tumim says the Postul Eidus. Frank Dick says, what is the Postul Eidus? So what are you asking? Why it's wrong? You're asking the Gemara. What's the Shabbat? You're asking the Gemara. Why it's Abba? What's the Shabbat? The Gemara says it's Abba. It's a different Shabbat before. We're asking now, person, is this Salah Edis in this Abla or not? Like, asking, how he knows that it's an Abla? What is the Gemara? They have to tell us in the Gemara. So the last day, it says, Chetimtze. The Gemara says it's the Avlum on the Edim side. How do Edim know that it's a Shtar Amona? Tasty says in the end of the Omu, they Chetimtze. The Malve is here, not the Loive is here. The Loive is not around Bichlau. They're giving it in the hands of the Malve. So the Mele, they have out there. It's a Chetimtze where it's an Avlum. But the Shaila, what is the Avlum? The Tumim says, has to be that Apostle Edus if they did it. Zog Dikzois, Layala, that's the Apostle Edus. Zog Dikzois, and Mur Barachov and Shmaise, Muchach from this Gemara, what we said already in the beginning of the Sugya a couple times, that even if a person is not Apostle Edus, he's not Neman to say on himself, Divrei Resha. Zog Dikzois, I will explain. Stam Vadai, no Shaiches. Here, the Ein you want to be Neman, Bemigu. You want to believe the Bemigu, that what? That they're shtar amone. Migu that they would not say ksav yodeinu huze. So you want to believe them, the migu, that they could have not say ksav yodeinu huze, to believe them that it's a shtar amone. You want to believe in the migu? It's a cheskes kashras of Edi Yid. If he say that he did a avle, he's not a cheskes kashras. So it's a migu against the cheskes kashras. It's a migu against the cheskes kashras. So, again, the Tumim learns Vaisnes is a Rosha. Vaisnes is possible Eidus. Sloshen HaRambam, Areyu Kemei Tsheker, Areyu Kemei Tsheker. Aber, Bepash Nizog Dikzois, Havada is not a Sheker. Havada is only a Avlech, Veis, and he's Lifnei Iver Reva Avle. It's a Lifnei Iver Reva Avle. Someone once wanted to say, Psa Ilui, and Polish wanted to answer, that the person that does it, he's taking doing a small Aveira. He's Mishakim Bebeisei Avle. Mistami doesn't become possible Eidus. But the Eidim, that are evil if neither the Reiser, that the Machshelim in the Isur, with Shaka and Beis Ra'avlo, so they become possible Eidus. And even that a normal if neither, he's not over, but here's if neither, they got the Mominus. Because maybe he'll be Nishal to the Mighty Mominus. So the person that leaves the Shtar in his house, that is a kleine Aveira. But the Eidim, that are if neither, so a person sometimes could do something small, that is a small Aveira, but the person that helps him is evil if neither Gomel. This is the shvak. So Mikol Makom, the Shmaisa learns that Avada and Avada, it's only a Avle, or the Lemaisa, the Eidim want to believe in a Migu, they not believe in a Migu. They not believe in a Migu. Frag the Velta Kashe. Hazem Muslim Lord the Gemara. It's not. Me'etzen, in the old studies before, we had all different studies to learn. Yo Rosh, Nish Rosh. And this Gemara now, Lefir Avashi. We have to say Taki the Steretz that it's a Avla Taki. It's not a real Psuleidus, but you're not Nemo Bemigu to Mesim Atzmi Rosha. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, but Raze, he doesn't understand the taste first. We go back to Amud Aleph, taste the one master, he's going to Shechav Lacherim. Frek taste first, believe the Malve Bemigu that he could have said that he could be Moichel. The Malve says Shtar Amona, what we learned before. Shimon, the first Teretz of the Gemara. Shimon says it's a Shtar Amona, the Gemara doesn't believe him, because it's Chav Le'acherim. Frek Teisves, believe Shimon B'migu, believe Shimon B'migu, what is the Migu that you could believe Shimon? You could believe Shimon B'migu, what is the Migu that you could believe Shimon? That he could be Meichel. So what will we believe Shimon now? We'll believe Shimon that it was a Shtar Amona. That is the Shtar Amona. But you told me now that Meisim Atzmi Rosh is not Nemun B'migu. You're telling me now that Meisim Atzmi Rosh is not Nemun B'migu. This is Mucha from our Gemara, that when a person is Meisim Atzmi Rosh is not Nemun B'migu, on them is no Pshat. Rabbi Eger learned Pshat like this in Yitzchak Samud Beis. The Leiker of Shleim Eger there. But in our terms of the Gemara is Mucha, that if you want to be Chayzer Magid, ain't not the Meisim Atzmi Rosh, it's not a real resha. You can't make him atzmi rosha b'migu, and the Shmaisa explains because it's keilu migu neged chazoke. While you have a cheskes kashrus, so mistoma the migu says mistoma sinish girech. Fight for the kasha, but Tesis asked the kasha before, and the Pnei Yeshua Take asks it on Tesis, and it's gevaldik to see the Ritva brings down Tesis kasha. V'im toimar believe the mouth of the migu. V'yeshloimar ein odo meisim atzmi rosho. The Ramban brings down the harayved kosav letaretz kushi esteisves. She'ein enemon b'migulei mashtar amono. She'ein odo meisim atzmi rosho. Zog the Ramban ve'af shetiru tziofehu, but the Gemara didn't know yet it's a resha. Only till next eretz. So you can't answer teisves with the next Gemara. But mikol mokim, the Rishonim really answered that teisves kasha doesn't start. That the as they said to Yeshua, the teisves kasha doesn't start. Einuchanami, the Malve has a migu when he says shtar amone. You write that he's chav leachirim, but believe him the migu that he could have been moichel. But he's meisim atzmi rosha. A person can't meisim atzmi rosha with migu. Yeshua has mechiach a lot of chidushim from them. But lechur the teretz is poshut. When we mentioned last year from the Bisyankev. If we learn pshat and teisves that the ne'emones is midino idoas ba'aldin, there is not a ne'emones mitzad migu. Idoas ba'aldin ki me'ayidim domi that it's a shtar amone. It's like the Bisyankev. But the only reason that he's not believed the fida rishonim is because of chashash knunye. The mele the migu takes off the chashash knunye. What was the Bisyankev's mahalach? The Bisyankev's mahalach was that be'etzem mitzad the ne'emones he has a ne'emones gemuro. Mitzad ha-ne'emones, he has a ne'emones gemuro. He has a ne'emones. He's ne'emon. Why? He's tining shtar amone. When a person tining shtar amone, he has a ne'emones gemuro. The only reason that he's not ne'emon when he says shtar amone is because chashash knunia. B'meile, when a person has a ne'emones gemuro, it's not chason of meisim atzmi rosho. When a person wants to be Nemon b'migu, you can't believe a person b'migu. Why you can't believe him b'migu? The reason you can't believe him b'migu is because you know the Meisim Atzmi Rosho. He doesn't have an Emunah of b'migu. Oh, but when Tesis wanted to believe Shimon, the Malve, that he said that it's Shtar Amon b'migu de Mechile, Shimon will be Nemon mitzad Atzmi. Shimon is not Nemon mitzad migu. The migu is only to take off the Shashknuni as Akhtibis Yankiv. If the migu is only to take off the chashash knunia, then meleim chanami, he's nemo. Now, is the taste of sarosh, though, that I don't understand pshat, mitzvah liyashev, taste sarosh, fregdo akash. Taste sarosh, fregdo akash. Fregdo taste sarosh, why the Gemara had to say, it's mamash a medrash plea. Why the Gemara had to answer? Le'olam the Eidim tain shtar amone. Ve'en ksav yodom yoytze b'mokim acher. And even so, why then? Why? What is? Why they're not nemon? Because ain't other meisim atzmi rosha. Because ain't other meisim atzmi rosha. Frag the Teisarosh. The Gemara could have answered much more poshut. Chazore from all of the Gemara before. Is Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owes money to Shimon. And Shimon tells Reuven, you don't owe me money. It's a shtar amone. It's a shtar amone, you don't owe me money. The Gemara asked him, no Levi, no chav l'achirim. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon says, shtar amone. And the chiddush that is not believed. Why is not believed? Tovei olo broche. The reason he's not believed is ain't other meisim atzmi rosha. As I afraid the teisa rosh, I will explain the kash of the teisa rosh. Reuven owes Shimon money, so the Gemara says Shimon is not nemo to say shtar amone. Afraid the Gemara, why not? Tovei olo brocha. I will explain what is nafkimina that he's nemo or not. If he wants to change his mind later, about it, because he doesn't want to collect the money, but that is coming to the nemonis. If he doesn't want to collect, he doesn't have to collect. Now he changes his mind. So the Shaila, when he said shtar amone, he's nemon or not? So the Gemara said, why not? Tovei olo brocha. Frag the Teisa Rosh. Now that the Gemara answered, le'olam the Eidim say shtar amone. And they have a migu because ain't ksav yodim le'etzem okim acher. But they not believe because ain't other meisim atzmi rosho. So go back to the beginning, say that the Malve Alein came and said shtar amone, and now he wants to change his mind, and he's not nemon when he said shtar amone, because ain't other meisim atzmi rosho. Zog Teisa Rosh, v'yeshloimar, that maybe it's not called Meisim Atzmi Rosh, emach tshuve. Hikshu Rabbeinu Meir, amay lo kromah lo oylam do'om amalve, ואין אי נאמן לאסיס עצמו ראשו לא אמר שהוא יושטר המולה בתך בייסר. And it's not nema to make him ask me Rosha to say that it was a shtar amola v'tech beiser. V'tirat zeloi kosher. The bishle me'edim ain't nema money v'as atzma rishoyim. Then oisim is a shum toivah mishal atzmom shoyim im shtar amone. Elo mafsidim l'malve v'loi l'atzmom. Aval malve hu mafsid l'atzmoi v'loi havi Rosha keivon shebo la'asoi tshuvo v'lehafsid mom en atzmoi. So this is Rosh Hashanah. If you're telling me that it's called Meisi Matzmi Rosho, and this is the reason the Eidim are not believed to say Shtar Hamane, because the Meisi Matzmi Rosho, even in the Leich, the Meisi Matzmi Rosho. So why do you want to go back to the Malve, Reuven and Shimon? Shimon is Moide, now it's no Chav Le'achirim, he's Moide to Shtar Hamane, and now he wants to change his mind, and the Chiddush is that he's not believed because it's Meisi Matzmi Rosho. And the Tzara Rosh doesn't tell us, it's not called Meisi Matzmi Rosho, it's called a person is doing tshuva. And it's a chpele the Tzara Rosh, it's a mitzvah liyashev. What was the shayla of the Tzara Rosh b'chlal? And the havamin of the Tzara Rosh, I want to ask you a shayla. If a person comes to Beis Din, I stole. You don't know Meisi Matzmi Rosho, you're not Nemam? A person can't be moided that he's the wrong person. As the tzadim development, so dos ba'al din, a person is not Nemam le'asi Matzmi Rosho. So that's not sad. The Tzara Rosh answers, if a person wants to do tshuva to pay money, it's not called Meisi Matzmi Rosho. It's not called Meisi Matzmi Rosho. But what was the havamin of Tzara Rosh? The Eidim are saying Eidus, they're saying Migu, and you can't have a name on this. But Tzara Rosh, like the Kasha, B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, if the Gemara anywhere already saying there is a shayla from Meisi Matzmi Rosho, so why the Gemara has to go to the Eidim, go back to the Malve, on Chav Le'achirim? On Chav Le'achirim. And believe, Chav Le'achirim, this was the Tesis, this was the Yeshua's Kasha. L'chure, what is Tesis Kasha? We live in Emma Vigo. It's like Meisim Atzmi Rosha. This is the Yeshua's Kasha. But now, pray the Tesis Rosha and the Gemara alone. On Chav Le'achirim. Don't let the Malva to say, Shtar Amon. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Tov Ola Broche, let the Gemara to answer. He's not Nemo himself because it's Meisim Atzmi Rosha. Don't believe him, say it's Meisim Atzmi Rosha. So the Tzara Rosh says, no. Well, the Eidim, the Tzara Rosh explains, even that the Eidim will say also, we're coming to do tshuva. We sign the shtar, we feel bad. So he said, who said you're doing tshuva? Fakir, now you're telling the Malva he can't collect the money. You mafzi, it's not called tshuva. Someone else is losing, it's not called tshuva. Mechates, you're doing tshuva. Mashaegim, when the Malva himself comes and says, I'm moichel on the money, I think I don't deserve to get the money. So Avada is not called Meisim Atzmi Rosho because he's doing tshuva. The teretz is a givaldik teretz. But what was the havamin of Tesa Rosh? That every person that says, Yidos Baal Din, I'm a ganev. You owe me money, I'm a ganev. Yeah, you're right. I could change my mind. Ain't no Meisim Atzmi Rosho. What? Any place. Meidim Beknas is not a Rosho. He owes money, it's not a Rosho. But every person that is Meidim that he did a Avada is a Rosho. The Teretz, he says, no, his answer is Eina Chanami. But he asked the Kasha, he's asking the Kasha why the Gemara didn't answer before. And asking before the why the Gemara didn't answer before. The Fidus have Amin of the Tesa Rosh. So call a Shas, a person is not named to say that he's a Gazlan. Ein Chachi, the Didi Chachi, the Gan Shas is full with Gemara's Fakir. What is the difference? That's what I'm asking. What is the difference? So? So even worse, no? And again, Tesa Rosh asked the Kasha. Let the Gemara to say that the Malva is not Nemon. Why the Malva is not Nemon? Because it's Meisi Matzmi Rosho. A person is not Nemon to say, I have a Shtar Amone. Verstehe nicht. Let me send the Gemara weiter. Omar Yeshua ben Levi, Osur loy leodom sheyashe shtar porua betich beisoy, shum shenemar al teshakem bebeischo beor lecho avla. ומערוב המשמי דרב אמרי, אם אוין ביודכו החיקאו זהו שטר המונה ושטר פסו. ואל תשקן ואולך אהב לו זהו שטר פרוע. לא מזה, מחלקס רישוי נבוא לזה פשט. זאת בגמורה, מן דה אומר שטר פרוע, כל שכן שטר המונה. מן דה אומר שטר המונה, אבל שטר פרוע לוי, דה זימנים דה משי לי, הפשיטה דה ספר. זאת בגמורה says, דה איסוף ולהשיס בבייסוי, שטר, להשיס בבייסוי אבלה, שטר המונה לכול העלמה זה איסור להשיס בבייסוי שטר המונה. Why? Al teshakin v'beis ra'avlo. You're not allowed to meshakin. What do we b'shtar perua? One man the Omer holds, you nemo to mashin v'beis shtar perua. And one man the Omer holds, you're not nemo. Zog the Gemara, what is the machlekes? Zog Rashi. Al pshita de safrish al aloi velit in tzchara soifer. ופעמים שאין לו ונויס מהמלווה, וחייזו וגובהו ממנו בשעה ספירויה. ומעקר השטר עולו. לא מזנטייספס. זימנים דמשלי הפישת דספרי. ועל ידי אויסו שהיא או אישתלי, שהוא ספם אחרס. כלכך לקורי לי אבלה. ומנדאום השטר פרוע, הוא לי להיזוהר. אבל אין לפורש דמישום שיוסרי הפישת דספרי קורי לי אבלה, דמה פושע. תייספס גלז לגדס. What is the difference שטר פרוע על שטר המונה? Both of them, you have a piece of paper in your house that you could have a Yitzhahore and you could go to collect with it. Other Yitzhahore, other you could forget and go to collect with it. So the Isur to have in your house is Shtar. You have to know the same Isur is. Some people have defined money that is fake money. If you keep that money inside your house, you also have a Isur. You also have a Isur if you leave that money inside your house. It's also the Shakir Beis Ra'avlo. You have a 10 shekel that's not a real 10 shekel. Not only are you not allowed to use it, it's also the shakim beis ra'avlo because you will use it. So stay there in the Gemara. Now, so one man the Omer holds, only shtar amona you're not allowed to leave. But shtar perua you're allowed to. And the other man the Omer holds also shtar perua. The man the Omer also shtar perua is very glad. It's very glad. The same chashash. You will go to use the shtar. But the man the Omer that holds only shtar amona not shtar perua. Look, this is why. So the Gemara says, because sometimes people leave the shtar, a pshita de safre, because the leiva has to pay the money for the soifer, and he never paid, and the malva paid. So till the leiva pays it back for that money, he leaves the shtar. So Taisus means pshat, now that Eina Chanami, this case, the leiva never paid yet the money, so this is the reason the malva is keeping the shtar. Then lekula alma you're allowed to keep the shtar. This, even if already the loiva paid, while sometimes you leave the shtar, so some people don't realize that b'mele they leave the shtar, b'mele se nishta za'avle. But the Ran, the chidush ha'ran lo is pshat in the Gemara, that what is the pshat that in shtar porua is a machlekes, if you're allowed to leave it or not, avade, if you pay the whole shtar, lekula alme za'avle to leave the shtar in the house. Someone pays you off the money, and you're leaving a shtar in your hands, lekula alme tzavle. You're not allowed to leave the shtar? He paid you already. So chashash you will use the shtar. It's a issu. What is the machlekes? When the person pays you off the money, but he owes you the pshita de safra. Now, when you come to someone, give me money, so we have a shtar. Who writes the shtar? The loiva. He has to pay for the shtar. The malva laid out the money. Now the loiva paid off the whole choiv, but he didn't pay off that extra money. So one man the Omer holds, I'm allowed to leave the shtar in my house till he pays me that money. And the other man the Omer holds, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Why are you not allowed to? The man said he never paid me off the whole money. What is the pshat? What? What? Because Eina Chanami, he owes me love in 5 shekel, but in the shtar says $1,000. So now, you're right that I'm leaving the shtar because he never paid me the 5 shekels. Oh, but maybe I will use the shtar to collect $1,000. So the first man the Omer holds, so what? I have a heter. The Maisi never paid me the last 5 shekel for the seifer, but maybe I'm allowed to leave the shtar. And the other man the Omer holds, it's a avle. Why it's a avle? Because the Maisi, if you have a shtar in your house, maybe tomorrow you will use the shtar and you will collect money with the shtar. And you'll collect money with the shtar.
Supposed to lose out the
fight. It has a problem. So do epis. So the shayla is, what is the machlekes? One man the Omer holds, while he owes me the pshita de safre, b'meile, I'm allowed to keep the shtar. And the other man, the Omer, holds it's avle. So al ponov lechura, what is the machlekes? One man, the Omer, holds, ein nechinami, I don't have to lose, I'm allowed to hold on to the shtar. And the other man, the Omer, holds, nay, I don't want to hold on to the shtar, you're not allowed to hold on to the shtar, because maybe you will come to collect the ganze choyf. The problem is, you look in the Ran inside, Zog the Ram, when I was machmir, that you're not allowed to keep the shtar, even if he owes you the 5 shekel for the shtar, this is if he paid off the whole choyv. But Luy Tzuyer, he only paid you off 800 out of 1,000. Then Lekule Alme, you're allowed to hold on to the shtar. If he paid you off 800 out of 1,000, you're allowed to keep on to the shtar. He owes me 200 yet. If he paid me the whole 1,000, and he owes me the pshita de safre, then it's an avle to hold it. And the shaila, what is the difference? Okay, the other man, the omar, makes sense. Every time that I need it, I'm allowed to hold on to the shtar. But the other man, the omar, holds no. If you need it for the pshita de safre, you're not allowed to. And the Ran says, but if Lui Yitzuyer, he paid you 800 out of 1,000, then you're allowed to hold on to the shtar. You had a shaver. I don't know if you had a shaver, it's okay. Zog de Vel, the Hezber, as I say. Weiss Nois, and this issue of Alte Shaken Bebeis Cho'avla, it's not Stam Mamish, like we're looking at it as a, every time if you have something dangerous in your house, you have to throw it away. Avada, if I have a reason that I'm keeping it, I'm allowed to. The Haim. You're right that I'm keeping a shtar of $1 million because he never paid me the pshita de safra. It's 2 shekels. But the reason I'm keeping it is because he owes me 2 shekels. I'm not a ganef. I know myself that I'm not a ganef. No, it's a aloche al teshaken bebeis cho'avlo. If there's a reason for it, it's not called al teshaken bebeis cho'avlo. This is the first mandama. This is the first mandama. If he owes me money, it's not called al teshaken bebeis cho'avlo. How the Tzveite Manda Omar, while this money is not a chelik of the money of the choyv, while this money is not a chelik of the money of the choyv, b'meile, while it's not a chelik of the money of the choyv, you can't keep this shtar for a different reason. The shtar is not negia to that. Even if you want to keep the shtar, the duch the shtar you could take out from him, lama zogin, he paid you already. But now it's a different story that he have a whole vikuach with him. Tell him, listen, I'm not giving you back the shtar till you know the other things that we're fighting on. Val, this is the avla, you can't hold it on. Or the Lui Yitzur, he never paid the choyv. The whole shtar is meshubit to gvias a choyv. So I'm saying again, if we were learning that it's stam mamish evi avla, I'm not allowed to leave in my house, stak ishwer. The tenet is not stam evi avla, I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to have a shtar choyv. There is no reason for it to have it af yenem. So the choyv, the shtar is meshubit to the choyv. So while the shtar is meshubet to the choyv, I have a schus to hold on to it. Let me send the next lesson, Shtikale Gemore. Zog di Gemore. Isma, Sefer She'enoi Muge. Omar Rav Ami, Ad Lamed Yoi Mutor La'ashoysoi. Mikan Ve'eilach Osur La'ashoysoi. Shum She'nemar, Al Teshaken Bebeis Cho'avlo. A Sefer She'enoi Muge, you're not allowed to live in your house. She'nemar, Al Teshaken Bebeis Cho'avlo. Zog Trashi. Sefer She'enoi Muge, Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. Zog the Shita Mukubetzes, what Rashi is coming to say? Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. Asu L'shakinus, Tanu Oma Ifmar, Sefer She'enoi Muge, Oma Ravami, Ad Lamed Yoi, Mutor La'ashoysoi, Mikan Ve'elach, Asu La'ashoysoi. Shenemar al teshakim bebeis cho'avlo. The shita brings down al is lamed aleph. Till 30 days you're allowed. The shita brings a pshat. It says why 30 days? So another pshat says al teshakim. So en shikun pochet mishleishim. Okay, also you have to know what is the word of 30 days. So chashash I'm a liar. But al teshakim bebeis cho'avlo. So Rashi, what is safer? Toiro nevi'im ksuvim. Toiro nevi'im ksuvim. What is the pshat Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim? What is the pshat Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim? Zog the shita. Rashi had a kasha. What is the pshat Sefer? So Rashi, Sefer doesn't mean Dafka Sefer Teire. It means Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. Vehu adin zog the shita Mekubetzes. Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Piske Aloches. Just Bezman Rav Ami was also Lichtav Teire Shebaal Peh. So it was only Toiro Nevi'im Ksuvim. So, but Rashi is coming to Mafkia, don't think Dafka Sefer Teire. Le'umas then in Rambam, the Rambam brings down Perek Zayim, Yichus Sefer Teire, Osur lehashis bebeisoi sefer teiro sheinu muge. Zog der Rimigash, dafko sefer teire. Aber loi ksifre ha-Talmud shalonu. Und azay zog der Meiri. What is the machlekes? Zog der Welt, why is the Isur lehashis a sefer sheinu muge? And the Rimigash speaks it out klar in the shita. Rashi, und azay de shulchan aruch paskens like Rashi, the Ramo paskens like Rashi, that we don't want a person to have a mistake. He would come to a psak. So what's the difference if it's a Torah, Nevi'im, or he has a Gemara, said you're allowed to kill, someone will open it, and will come to kill. The Rambam learned, he begged in Hilchos Sefer Torah. It's Medina Sefer Torah. Why Sefer Torah is different? For three reasons. One reason is, it's a Chiyuv Tilein in the Torah. You'll have a wrong Sefer Torah, you will open it, and you'll lay. A bigger problem is, and the Sefer Torah, when you have a mistake, sometimes you will open it in Pasha Zohar, l'moshel. The mistake is in Bereshis. The guy that comes to Shul and Zohar, Bichlal will not know that it's a mistake. Lamazan a Gemara. So if you learn Baba Kame and says Chamesh Ovis Nezikim, you know it's a mistake. But in Teira, the problem, and if you learn Perikam and Niyach, so what if Perikam Ovis has a problem? But in Sefer Teira, even if you're reading it in a different place, you also come to a mistake. Another Loshen Shteit in Rimigash, because you koyre berabi, so we don't want people to have a mistake berabi. I explained what is the nafkemina. Lemaise meu mesal rashtiku. La aloche lemaise the minig is that in sefer Torah everyone is makbid of the isur lehashis bebeisoy sefer she'enu muge. So what they do lemoshon in shiva if they have sefer Torah that have a psul? This is the reason the minig is they put the bandol outside, not stam that it'll be easy that people will not have a mistake. Because it's osur lehashis bebeisoy sefer she'enu muge. Just again, here's a vikuach. What would be if the mistake, now that it says ken tirzach instead of lois tirzach, yeah? Just two letters are touching each other. There, even if they will open it in lane, no one will have a mistake. But there the problem is that you'll make a brocha levatole. So the shalom, what is the isur lehashis? If the isur lehashis is because people will come to a mistake, so it's only if it's a mistake in the sefer Torah. But if it's not a mistake in the Sefer Torah, then we have to know, Sefer She'enu Muge means, not that we know there's a mistake, even if it's a Sofik. Lemaisa, the Ramo Paskins, that you're not allowed to have every Sefer She'enu Muge, you're not allowed to have in your house. So the Chazon Ish didn't let to bring into his house Meiri. Even inside, the Meiri here says only Sefer Torah. He said the Meiri is a Sefer She'enu Muge. They found it 50, 60 years ago. No choshve. He says all the svarim, the shach, Rav Kiva Eger, they read it true. So it's called sefer muge. The meiri is a sefer she'enu muge. So when he needed, he took from his neighbors. Now, the shaila is be'etzem, and I'm saying the shaila is not be'emet. If ene chanami, the hainu, does his claw that if a person has a sifre aloche that is nis'ois gehalten, how are you not allowed to have it in your house? It's a sefer she'enu muge. But on the Meiri, under the Taina, today no one paskens for Meiri. Maybe the Chazon Ish will come to paskens for a Meiri. But we're not paskens for a Meiri. So the Meile could be some shtuk in Isur to have a Sefer She'en Emug. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow is Tumor Sugyas. It's Moidor Yud Voreinu, Vetznay Yud Voreinu. This is Pachas Yosef, the Noch Tzvei Shtarkes Sugyas. So I want in the next two more days to finish weiter in the Gemara Be'ezus Hashem.
Thank you very much, listen to Mr. Share.